Hi, everybody. I hope this finds everyone doing well. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share some thoughts with you about the Parsha. So in this week's Parsha of Toldos, in Perakhaf, we are told about Yitzchak and his attempts to reopen the wells that had been dug previously by Avram Avinu and subsequently stopped up by the Plishtim. Every time he dug a well, the Plishtim claimed it was theirs and wouldn't allow him to use the water. Finally, after many attempts, Yitzchak moves out far enough away and digs a well that is not disputed, and he names it Rehovot. The Torah goes to unusual length recording these seemingly trivial events. I heard in the name of the Chafetz Chaim that we are meant to learn from here the midah of perseverance. Despite one aggravation after another, Yitzchak Avinu continued to dig wells until the time when he ventured far enough away to be left alone. So he persisted and persevered until he succeeded. Another personality who is featured in these parshiyos of Bereishis is Eliezer. Eliezer is an outstanding example of the trait of perseverance. Eliezer, who was the son of Nimrod, who we know as Eliezer, Eved Avram, decided to attach himself to Avram Avinu and be his Eved. He wasn't a typical Eved, as the name would imply. He was actually a prime disciple of Avram Avinu and strived to emulate him in every way possible. In fact, the Medrash says that he became so holy that his face was like the face of Avram Avinu. This means that he achieved a level of self-control and holiness that was similar to that of Avram Avinu himself. After 65 years of selfless service to Avram Avinu, he is sent on a mission to find a wife for Yitzchak. He was secretly hoping that his own daughter would be able to marry Yitzchak, but was told by Abraham that that would be impossible. Imagine the disappointment. After all that work and striving for greatness, he cannot fulfill his dream of his daughter marrying Yitzchak. So what did he do? He did not give up on working to become the greatest person he could be. So much so that the Yalkut Shimoni says that he became one of only 10 people in the world to be brought to Gan Eden alive. Unbelievable success, and only due to his perseverance in spite of his disappointment. Later in Parshas Vayishlach, we are told about Yaakov Avinu's fight with the Malach of Esav. There are countless layers of meaning surrounding this encounter, but I want to focus on the end of the battle. As dawn approached, the Malach conceded the fight to Yaakov and told him that he needs to go to Shemayim and sing Shira. Yaakov demanded that he bless him before he leaves. The Malach then asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Yaakov." And he said, "You will no longer be called Yaakov, but you will be called Yisrael. Ki sarita im Elokim v'im anashim v'tuchal, because you struggled with the divine and with people, and you were victorious. Because you fought and you won, your name will be Yisrael." The word sarita is related to the word Yisrael. Rav Leibele Eger says that really the key word in this pasuk seems to be vatuchal, that you prevailed, you won. So why wasn't he named something like yitachel, that you will always win? He says, nope, really the key word is sarita, that you fought, that you struggled, and that's why your name will be Yisrael. The essence of a Jew, of a Yisrael, is not necessarily the victory. Rather, it is the struggle, the unyielding perseverance. Sarita, you fought and you persevered. Winning is not always the goal. Fighting and fighting and fighting again is the most important feature of a Jew. This extends to all of our lives, whether it's working hard at our material goals or trying to conquer a negative midah we might have or trying to daven with kavanah for any length of time. Whatever it is, the victory is in the perseverance. The result is really in the hands of Hashem. And that brings us to this upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. We all know that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the place was in ruins. The Hashmonaim wanted to just be able to light the menorah once again. They searched and they searched for any remnant of oil. This was surely a situation that seemed so bleak and so helpless. But they persevered, and they looked and they searched, until finally they found a pach shemen. And it wasn't just any pach shemen. It was a pach shemen that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. And with that tiny flask of oil, they lit the menorah, knowing full well that it wasn't enough to last until they would be able to manufacture new oil, but they lit it anyway. They persevered. And what was the result? The result was a flame that has lasted thousands of years till our time. And when we light our menorahs, it is a testament to the potential and the power of never giving up and to the power instilled in us by our avos and our imahos to valiantly push forward in spite of every obstacle. Mirtz Hashem, we should all harness this gift that we have to be Yisrael and be persistent and perseverant in all our endeavors. Wishing you hatzlacha in everything. Have a wonderful Shabbos.